Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Yes, good morning, everybody. Broadcasting Racing HQ's News Hour from the home of US Navy Flag, the international horse in Saturday's TAB Everest. We're at Canterbury Racecourse, just outside the quarantine area. We're going to talk to the key players. Andrew Murphy, who's here for Aidan O'Brien Stable, will join us shortly. Andrew, of course, is the travelling foreman for Aidan, and they've got a team here looking after both of their horses. James Ross will join us shortly with the Australian Turf Club. They've got their slot horse too, which has changed during the week. We'll talk to James about that. A little while later, Jonathan Darcy from Inglis will drop in. We'll talk to Jamie Lovett from Australian Bloodstock all about their horse, Brave Smash, in the Everest. And we'll talk to Brett Kavanagh, who's got the Monstar lining up in the Cosio Moscow on Saturday. So it's all unfolding for you here in the News Hour of Racing HQ. We are fortunate enough now on the program to have a chat online with Aidan O'Brien back in Ireland. It's a long way for these horses at any time of the year to come and travel down under and compete in a $13 million race. So it's a huge honour, I know, for the Australian Turf Club and Racing New South Wales to have Coolmore's trainer and a horse lining up at this stage on Saturday. Good morning to you, Aidan.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. We're excited about having Coolmore represented in this race. What have you heard from the team here about your horse?
Yeah, no, everybody seems happy. Andrew and Karam and Keith and Tom, and I think everyone seems happy so far, Andrew.
You've asked the horse to do a little bit of work earlier this week with the blinkers on. Was that something that you were keen to do?
Yeah, no, he always does that, Andrew. That's his kind of routine usually when he's back at home here, when he gets to his last few pieces.
And were you happy by the vision that you saw?
Yeah, and I think that everyone was. I think the ground obviously was heavy, which probably wasn't ideal, but I think everybody felt, and Andrew and Karam and Keith and Tom, everybody felt that he just needed a nice little bit for his last bit.
Aidan, can I ask you about the track condition? We're very overcast in Sydney again, and there's meant to be showers again today and tomorrow and maybe a bit more on Saturday. They're saying not a lot, but are you concerned if the Randwick track comes up heavy on Saturday?
I think it would be, Andrew, yeah. Obviously, he's a very good ground horse. The better the ground, the better he will be. Listen, I suppose we get closer and see what's going to happen, really.
So you're saying that, I mean, is the horse destined to run whatever conditions?
Well, obviously everything is discussed on a daily basis about everything, and you never say anything ever has to happen, no matter what. But the plan is to go down and run, and hopefully the lads have him as well as they can have him on the day. And then, obviously, hopefully the ground will be okay.
Aidan, tell us a little bit about the horse. This is the reason why we're here this morning, to learn a bit more about US Navy Flag. What made you select him to come and run in the Everest?
I suppose that everybody knows he was a very good two-year-old. He won a Middle Park and a Dewhurst, which is very rare up here. And then in the spring, we just decided to train him for the Classics over a mile, and he ran very well. He was just beaten at the Curragh in the Irish Guineas. And then he went to Ascot, and after Ascot, we just felt this was time to come back. Obviously, he'd had a tough enough campaign being trained for the Classics. So after Ascot, like I said, we decided to take him back, and his first run back in the sprint was in the July Cup, which was probably one of the most, if not the most prestigious sprints up in this part of the world, really. So we were delighted. But obviously, because he had a tough part of the season early on, we wanted to give him time after to recover and train him for hopefully this race.
Understand. Watching the July Cup, he's able to maintain a lot of strength for the end of the races. He just keeps finding Aidan.
Yeah, he's a very courageous horse. He's obviously out of the Galileo Mare. He usually has plenty of pace early, but he's courageous. He's tough at the end, usually.
And you've probably seen the makeup of the field and where you've drawn. You've drawn really nicely, I would say. But are you thinking that this horse can be sitting up on the pace?
And I think he'd go forward, Andrew, usually does. But obviously that'll be Ryan's decision of what he wants to do. But he doesn't mind going forward, and he's very happy to do that if that's the way it will be.
I guess Ryan, he's on the way or virtually on the way now, but he won the July Cup, so he knows the horse extremely well through all the rides on him.
Absolutely. And Ryan knows him, and he obviously won the Jew Horse and the Middle Park on him, so obviously Ryan knows him better than anybody, really.
Yep. We're talking with Aidan O'Brien in Ireland about US Navy flag. Aidan, can I ask you about the Everest? This is only the second year of its running, but the coverage in Ireland and in Europe, do people know the races on this Saturday?
I know, I think they do, absolutely. Obviously, it's got unbelievable coverage up here and prestige from everybody, and like, it has been an incredible initiative. I think it's captured everybody's imagination, and like, we're so grateful and for everybody to where we were looked after since we went down. The facilities are exceptional. But it's an unbelievable race, really, and it's going to be very prestigious for whatever wins it, I think, for probably a long, long time.
Understand. And Aidan, the team that you've sent down here, Andrew Murphy and the team, you must obviously trust them so well that they know what you're after with your horses here.
I know, absolutely. Listen, Andrew is there, and he knows everything inside out, and like, we look forward to talking to him about them all the time, and like, nobody knows them better than Andrew. Obviously TJ is in Sydney, who is in Melbourne with his team. So we're very lucky and feel very privileged to have such special people working for us, really.
And just one more before I let you go, and I thank you for staying up to talk to us. The team in Melbourne, you've sent a large group, and I think there's another couple that may arrive on the weekend. Is there a chance that US Navy flag could go to Melbourne and race?
I think there is, Andrew. Yeah, obviously Tom will make that decision with his mum and dad and MB and JP and everyone, and Michael and Doreen and Gay and Derek. So they'll all make that decision what they want to do. But I think there obviously is a possibility, Andrew.
Yeah, understand. Well, look, it's so exciting. The build up to the race this week has been incredible with the barrier draw. Did you see any of the barrier draw?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It was brilliant. Really, it was really well done, and I think it's a credit to everybody down in your parts of the world, Andrew.
Aidan, thank you for staying up. We wish you the best. We're crossing the fingers that the weather is going to be okay and this track can improve a little bit, and we're going to see US Navy flag and it'll run well for you. We thank you for staying up and allowing us to come out to Canterbury and see the horse close up and pass on your thoughts to our listeners.
Yeah, my pleasure, Andrew. I really appreciate it. Thanks very much.